Welcome to this week's episode of At the Whiteboard. I'm your host, Joe Minichino. This week, we sit down with Starkey Market General Manager Kendall Dorakovic and discuss the history, foundation, and future plans of this local gem. We had a blast making this podcast and hope you guys enjoy it. All right, here we go. We are speaking with Kendall today.
We are on location.
On location at the Starkey Market.
Nice.
Kendall, please tell us about yourself.
Before you start, are you related to Kendall Jenner?
No.
No, you're no relation?
I've gotten that a couple times, actually.
How's I'm that even?
I don't know. I think of Kendall and Kylie Jenner. So.
Don't listen to him.
I'll take that as a compliment. Anyway,
every once in a while, words
come out of his mouth. I thought you were going to ask if I was related to the Starkeys, because I get that question a lot. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I feel like it now. I mean,
you're here
with them all the time. Right. No, they're great. But anyway, about myself a little bit. I am almost done with my degree in agriculture at UF. I'm finishing it out online so that I can be here all the time. All
right.
So that's fun. I've always had an interest in ag and wanted to know where our food comes from and how it's grown and things like that. So I've gotten to visit a lot of really cool places and farms. And I actually have my own I have a small cattle operation of my own. So I raise beef and
cattle operation. I like that.
Yeah. Well, it's like a cow calf operation, which is
where at
popular in Florida, in Odessa. I've always lived in Odessa.
Okay.
So I grew up in the area my whole life. And what else?
So you definitely feel connected to the market then, to this market then.
Yeah, I
growing
worked
up
at,
in Odessa.
Like other farmers markets, and I worked at a plant nursery for a really long time when I was younger, so that was cool.
Might be a silly question, but I often ask silly questions. Does your degree in agriculture actually, how does it help you here in managing the Starkey market?
I would say it helps me a lot. So my major's actually, the full title would be Agricultural Communications and Leadership Development, and then I have a concentration in agribusiness. So it's a lot of marketing and communications, and I've gotten social media certifications on how to market, especially an ag business as well with my major. So
cool.
My major's definitely helped me out a lot, I think, but also just my previous experience and how passionate I am about ag and just wanting to do things, learn things on my own on the side as well.
That's awesome. Always be a white belt. Always continue to learn. It's good
stuff.
I
like that.
Yes.
Awesome.
Exactly. There's always more to know.
Definitely.
Always more to learn.
So on the social media thing, I learned how to use Instagram stories 2 weeks
ago. I post a ton for the market.
Yeah, I see that. I'm no certification for me, but I'm learning, trying to get better. All right, so history of the market. What does it look like? What can you tell us about the history of the market?
So we opened in November 2018. We only started with produce, but before the market and everything, there was the Starkey Ranch, which was a working cattle ranch for a long time. Since I know that the Starkeys got into the agribusiness back in 1920.
Really?
Yeah. So they had the cattle ranch for a really long time, and they did a bunch of different things at the ranch. I know they had events there all the time and stuff like that. So obviously the Starkey family had that, and then whenever that started to get developed, Trey wanted to kind of preserve some of this land and keep agriculture in the family, so they opened up the blueberry farm about 4 years ago now. And so they do the U-Pick down there, so if you guys haven't been down there, you definitely gotta check out the U-Pick.
Tons of fun.
You were there last year.
Yeah, it was good. And this year.
Yeah, I know that I took my son there this year. It was really cool.
It was fun. It's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know, not to put you on the spot, do you have any idea what the acre, how big the farm was at its full?
Oh, honestly, I don't know the acreage on that.
Okay. I was always wondering. I think I think Frank said 16,000. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
something
I would
like that.
Think 2,000, or I would 16, think around there.
Something like that?
Yeah.
It's big.
It was big, yeah, for sure.
And half of, they don't, I don't know how that worked with,
with
Starkey Park.
The
park was also part of it at one time.
Trey's, their sister, still has Heartwood Preserve.
Yeah.
So they have that as well.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, so they had the blueberry farm, in which they do a U-Pick down there, which is, mostly the month of May is peak season. Okay. So the blueberries are actually done for the year, but it's always next year. We have blackberries right now that are in season. So we actually have about like 2 more weeks of the blackberry you pick. And then we have them pre-picked that we sell in the market as well. And from doing the blueberries down at the farm, they just kind of got the idea. I know they were going to do, they were thinking about doing like a packing house here for the blueberries to package their own. And then they just didn't want to like waste the retail space. So then they got the idea to open up a farmer's market with locally sourced products and all of that good stuff.
Awesome.
So that's kind of how they came about the idea for the market.
That's cool. So everywhere you look inside the market, there's, like as you mentioned, there's locally sourced items, whether it be soaps to pickles. Everything is locally
sourced.
To those
Elvis from Sugar Darlings,
yes.
The cupcakes.
Cupcakes are amazing.
Cupcakes.
Those are freaking good.
Are they? I haven't tried one. You see, we get excited
about
food.
You gotta try one.
We have a gym and we're excited about food.
Pairs That's really well with coffee.
Really?
Yeah. Or anything else for
that. Yeah. Well, it's back on track. All right, so it's my job to keep this thing on the rails and moving forward. All right, so how important is the Starkey Market to support local businesses and local, like other, like say, you know, the soap manufacturers and Sugar Darlings and other things?
Right. So I think our number one thing is just trying to have quality products and quality produce, and then as local as possible. So not.
We're on location. This is great.
We're on location. That's just the garbage, folks. Checking out. We're actually sitting on a ton of timber right now.
It's actually really, it smells really good.
Yes, it is.
What is it again?
Cedar. Cypress.
Cypress.
And then we have camphor, and we also have oak.
Camphor and oak. Which are, it looks like there's for sale, because there's a...
They are for sale.
Are for sale. So if you need a ginormous slab...
That would make a nice coffee table, wouldn't it, Joe?
Remember that we used to make those out of, like, the cypress... tables?
No.
My dad used to make those. Like, he used to be like, you just drive down the road and buy a cypress slab.
So I have to tell you about the table inside. Yes. So one of the tables inside is, well, there's so much like history in the market. We can go back to that later if you want. But since we're talking about
timber,
Trey's dad actually made one of the tables in there, like by hand and everything, and it was their dining room table for a really long time, and now we use it for a display table in the market.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of really cool things like that inside.
That's
great. We can talk about some other things later.
Yeah, definitely.
But back to
the local
products.
Yeah,
you're all good.
Supporting local businesses.
So yeah, we just
thank you,
try to have as many, you know, as much local as possible. You know, when we have an idea like, oh, you know, we should carry this in the market, whatever it is, you know, we of course try to find it locally
first.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so we've got, you know, Sugar Darlings, which is Newport Richie. We get cheese from the Cheese Lodge. And then we have quiche from Rose's Bistro off of Main Street. And then we have macaroons and some other bakery items that are also from different local bakers as well.
Awesome.
And then a lot of our produce, we go to a lot of different farmers markets and like pop-up markets and do just a lot of research on Florida farms and try to find our produce as local as possible. Right now, during the summer, we don't have a ton of local stuff because it's just so rainy and obviously hot. So there's not a lot growing in Florida in the summer. But in the fall and the spring, there's a lot of local produce you can find here.
So this brings up an interesting question for me. So not knowing anything about this. So does the, like, no matter what the season is, if I go to Walmart, they're going to have, I don't know, watermelons, right? No matter what. Does your inventory change based on season?
So, yeah, a lot of products aren't necessarily even available to me if they're not in season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. That's good.
Or to us. Yeah.
Because one of the things we talk about...
Yeah, like some people will come in and ask for certain products. And right. I'm like, hey, I'm really sorry. Like, it's just not in season. I wasn't able to get it. And, you know, when it comes in season again, we'll definitely have it.
Right. We're going to pause 1 second for the truck to drive by. Local Waste Connection. Truck 50.
That's it.
Shout out to Truck 50. That's hilarious.
Heck of a job he did today. All right, so yeah, so that's like you said, you always like go to, you know, whatever and always get something. It's one thing we talk about as a gym eating, we try to eat as fresh as possible, and one of the things I try to do and try to encourage our members to do is eat regionally and seasonally. So like I don't.
Which no one's used to doing.
Right, no one's used to doing.
Americans have no idea. No.
Because again, like, I don't even know. Like, I have to check every month, like, what's in season.
Yeah.
And I cheat, but like, yeah, like, you know, you can't get whatever, like, blueberries all year round.
Right.
But you can go to Walmart and get them year round, even though they're not, you know. You know, they're not very good because they're not in season. So, that's awesome. That's
and they wouldn't be local either.
Right, right.
Yeah. Which is kind of a good thing for you guys in a sense that when people do come here, when your customers come here, they know that they're getting locally sourced, you know, produce.
Yeah.
You know, they may come here, let's say, for grapes. They may not be in season, so you may not have them. But they know everything that's coming. When they come here, it's locally sourced. So, that's kind of a good thing.
Yeah, as much as we can.
Yeah. So... Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead.
No, I just, there's just, this place is booming. I live like right down the street. I live in Longleaf and I'm driving by here all the time to and from work and throughout my day. And so it's almost as if like we need to build a bigger venue. And so with that, what are the future plans for Starkey Market?
So when we just opened, we started with just fresh produce and then we've gotten so much more since then, you know, a lot of sundry items, salsa, chips, honey, you know, the candles, the soap, all that stuff came
out. The pastel.
After. And then, I'm sorry?
The pastel.
Who?
The pesto sauce.
Pesto,
pesto.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Pastel.
Oh, I know,
sorry.
Me too.
Sorry for my New York accent.
Pastel. What?
We have pastel.
I was like, yeah, sure. No, I'm just kidding.
Good, why don't we get that? Gonna fire some
pesto. Have you had it?
Yeah, it's
the
tremendous.
The pesto is really good.
Is it good? Where's it from?
Joyce Gourmet.
Yeah, it was just tremendous.
It's their brand. They were actually here a couple weeks ago sampling all their products.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah, I got to try all of it. They're really good.
That's the fun part of your job. Well, one of the many fun parts of your.
Oh yeah, I love, you know, getting to work with all of our vendors that are local. You know, live in the same neighborhood and everything. So super cool.
Definitely. So future plans?
So we want to have some summer events here and. We also are working on our beer and wine license.
Ooh.
So we plan on having a bar here, hopefully opening that in October. So
ooh,
this
nice.
Fall, stay tuned.
So like craft beers and...
And we're going to try to, you know, source as local as possible again with that. And, you know, have as many Florida wines as we can. And
oh, that's great.
We'll do wine tastings and we'll probably have like a wine club and different things like that. And
I don't even like wine, but I like a good club. I want to be part of a club.
Yes. I like wine.
So. I'm like,
well, there you go.
We'll join the club. You can have the wine. Well, my
so
wife.
That'll,
yeah,
that'll.
You can just socialize and
provide people with a brand new experience, maybe with
right.
having that, you know, having that beer and wine, having the ability to do those things, and then maybe throw in. I know you guys have had. We talked before we got on podcast about live music and those types of things.
Right. So we'll definitely, I think in the fall again, do the live music on the weekends at least. Because we had it this spring every Friday and Saturday. So we just slowed down a little bit for the summer.
So one of the, if you're listening out there and you haven't been to here, like one of the only people in the world that hasn't been here. One of the neat thing is we came for like cucumbers one day. And like 7 hours later, because we played cornhole and we played building blocks, and I think they finally kicked us out.
Did you shower?
I could have, because there's one here. But thanks for ruining the next segue.
I know, geez. I was like, no, I'm just kidding.
None of this is rehearsed. We just
exactly.
kind of just go with it. So
we're hearing a lot of this for the first time ourselves.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of cool things to do out here because it's rainy. Then there's no cornhole out today.
And you don't need a shower.
You don't need a shower because it is raining.
You stand out in the rain.
Exactly. So one of the cool things, they don't know it yet, or they don't. I don't even know if they realize. They let our ruck club in here. We just tag them in random posts like, oh, we're going to start at Starkey Market.
And I've seen a couple. And
I get like,
oh,
okay. This, okay, like we're not open yet. I'm like, don't worry about it. And then usually when we're here early, some of the people working are like, we're not open yet. Like, I know, we're just going to go for a walk. But
we'll come back and get the
we'll
coffee,
come back and get coffee
and muffins
and use up all your resources later.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of that, so like one of the cool things, you have a lot of amenities here for cool activities like that, right?
Yeah.
As Jamie busted in, we have a shower,
yeah.
right? Bathrooms and everything. Is that something that you guys were hoping to do is have like other organizations and groups come in and start like runs and rides.
Yeah,
and...
definitely. So we have, you know, our overflow parking, and we want people to come park here, you know, go ride on the trail, walk on the trail, whatever it is, and then, you know, come back, and we've got the shower you can rinse off before you get in your nice car. Uh-huh. And then, you know, come get a coffee or whatever. We have, you know, smoothies, and we can add protein. So.
Oh, you got protein? Nice.
All you guys, yeah.
I didn't know that.
My mom and my brother actually own NutriShop Northdale and South Tampa, so okay. We get our protein from them.
Oh, okay.
Have so you heard of NutriShop at all?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Okay,
I have heard of NutriShop. That's awesome. Good stuff. Awesome.
Yeah.
And it is.
So we want, yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
We want people to, you know, come and hang out. You know, that's the whole idea. You know, we want to be, you know, a part of our community and bring people in. You know, we have free Wi-Fi, so, and we have, you know, USB ports out on
the porch. Don't forget about pet friendly.
And we're dog friendly, yes.
That was the coolest thing.
Pet friendly. I mean, I guess you could bring your cat if it walks on a leash.
Yeah.
one of the cool things we have, a couple months ago, we did Ruck Your Dogs. We had a walk with our dogs.
Oh, nice.
And I was there for that one.
I had to rent two dogs from other members because I don't have awesome. Dogs big enough to walk. I have two like 4-pound chihuahuas.
Oh, man.
That was a workout for you, Joe.
Yeah.
My dog's always here too. Everybody knows him. Sage.
Which one?
He's the like gray one, black and white. Okay. He's a cattle dog.
Oh, okay.
What is a cattle dog? Someone that heard like
moose an cat? Australian cattle dog. Like, it's an actual breed. Some people like call them blue heelers.
Okay.
Basically the same
thing. Dog, George Strait had.
And they, because, you know, someone you're talking to someone who doesn't know much about cattling.
Yeah.
If that's even a word, I'm not sure.
Cattling? No, I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Oh, first time on the podcast. So their job, the dog is trained to kind of herd the cattle in a certain direction.
Right.
Okay. Forgive him for he knows not what he says.
No, it's okay. It's good.
No, it's all good, Joe. Come on.
We're all learning.
So why are you being so uptight, man?
I'm not. I'm good. So anyway, back to where we were.
We're on iTunes now, and now we have to be all prim and proper.
How do you know we're on iTunes? We just got the acceptance letter today, officially on iTunes.
Yeah, you're the first to know about it, Kendall.
But anyway, so the cool thing, we were done, and like immediately somebody brings out like a bowl full of water. We were dying of thirst.
Here at the market?
Yeah, we were dying of thirst.
Oh, they don't care about you.
Exactly.
Dogs.
Yeah.
We were dying of thirst, but the dogs got water like that, which was cool.
Yeah.
We waited an hour for our coffee because it was busy, but they got...
Don't say that!
No, it was good.
We're much quicker now with our service, okay?
No, they were good.
Found some slack.
Mainly because I couldn't figure out what I wanted, which is why it takes so long. But no, they do. They did an awesome job. They're always pet, always dogs. Like there's a dog up there now.
Yeah.
Hanging out under the tin roof in the rain. So... that's awesome.
Excuse me.
Where are we?
No, we just talked about future plans, and you're going to expand the building. We were talking about that before the podcast, right? How you're going to expand the building.
Are they?
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit, yeah. Well, the bar.
The bar. It's a separate building.
Yeah, what I'm looking
at right
now.
The beer and wine is going to be in a separate building.
Separate building.
Okay. Yeah. But on the property.
Yeah, yeah, right. That'd be right.
And same thing, if I'm doing a little research, we'll just call the research when I watch the other video, but everything was, all the wood is local too, like from the farm.
Yeah, so all the wood on the building is cypress that they cut down, milled, cut into planks, and made a building out of it within like 8 months or something.
Right now we are sitting on possibly a wall.
Yes.
Without even knowing.
Yeah.
What's really cool for me.
All the wood came from the ranch property.
It's like this is such a unique place. Like I, like the business plan for this. Is there any thing I don't even know what the word is. Like plan like this, that I've that around here.
I mean, where I'm, it not just that I know of.
The way it's set up and the types of products you have, and it's just a really unique place.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite part about it is that there's just so much ranch history.
Yeah.
In the building.
That is cool. That is neat, and there's a bike actually.
And family history too.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
And there's a bike in stones, made out of stone. Is it, what is that?
Yeah, so Trey is actually a cyclist, and he traced his bike, his actual bicycle, onto sheet metal and cut it out. And then he, like...
Inlaid it.
Inlaid it in the concrete of the building.
It's right by the two doors.
The two barn doors. In the front.
Oh,
like,
man.
Right by where you order at the coffee bar.
Okay.
So and they get their orders out quick and prompt.
Yes.
Sorry.
We do these days.
They do. It was...
We were not expecting to be that busy. And we were so new, you know, as a business. And then the coffee bar was something that was also super new that we opened right around grand opening.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had opened in November, but then the grand opening wasn't until... When was that? Like March?
I don't know. All I know is like
well, you did. You had a grand opening.
All of Pasco
in March.
County was
yeah.
Like you already opened, but then you had a grand opening yeah. in March. I remember that.
And the cool thing about that is everything was labeled like table, petting zoo, horse,
we tried.
Cow, truck,
no,
walk, everything.
Well, they brought those building blocks over, and I was like, "Is anybody going to know what these are?"
Everything,
like, we'll slap a sign on it. It'll
like,
be fine.
Everything
like Jenga?
Yeah. No, they're actually...
No, it's not. It's not. Well, hopefully we'll have Jenga, but those are just like random blocks
yeah.
for kids to play with.
Yeah, and they're fun. Like, you can spend... Like, we spent... Elise and I spent like time building
houses.
Yeah. Just...
No, I like
fun.
It. I think it's just it's a really
But
cool
it
box.
Said like kids play
Yeah, like kids
it.
Play box and like cow, horse, farm animal. There was like... everything was labeled. It was cool.
Oh,
and there was.
Man.
There was like a mill... There was... Everywhere. And then we had, if I'm not mistaken, there was a stampede. Remember that? Were you here for that?
I don't remember.
They
we
drove
we...
the first hayride that went through the field because I was here.
And the cows all came running
cows,
over.
Yeah, because
yeah.
they thought it was dinner time.
I didn't
time.
See that. I was all over the place that day. Like,
cows,
no one even saw me at grand opening day, I don't think. I was just... Everywhere.
The cows thought it was dinner time and as Jamie would say, bum rushed the wagon.
That's
looking
hilarious.
For food. So then they distracted them by just adding more hay and...
Yeah.
Miscellaneous vegetables and kept them off their scent, but that was good. So that was actually one of my questions was did the initial success of Starkey Market surprise you guys? I mean, honestly.
I mean, we knew we were going to be busy. Like everyone in the area was, you know, trying to get a hold of us and see when we were actually going to open in the beginning, and then like our coffee bar, we were talking about that for a while as well, and then once that opens. We just like rushes of people, especially on the weekends. So, I mean, we knew we'd be busy, but I don't think we did not know we'd be that busy. Like, lines out the door busy.
Right.
Okay. We didn't think we'd be that busy. No.
Yeah, that's cool. That is. It's always a good time coming here on Saturday and
you know, I think you know one of the attractions to this place is not just the locally sourced food and the coffee and obviously some of the sweet treats they have. It's just the whole vibe. You can
yeah.
sit out here,
yeah.
and you know. Read the paper.
Right.
I'll be here on a Sunday, and I'll see people out here just relaxing, reading the paper. It's just, I think it's an experience.
No,
Starkey Market
definitely.
Is not a, it, yes, it is a place you come for some great food, but it's, I think it's an experience coming here.
Well,
and
you know, one of
like
the,
no other that
right.
I know.
Well, one of the other things to kind of tie in some marketing and business with it, you know, Starbucks has the third place. Right? I don't know if you're familiar with that.
What is that?
All right, so Starbucks.
I don't go to Starbucks. I'm always here.
Yeah, you have no need.
Plus,
to.
You got better coffee.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I had a thing called
and nicer baristas.
A pour over.
We
learned
try.
What that was
yeah.
today. But anyway, Starbucks wants to be the third place. So you have home, work,
oh, wow.
and there's that third place.
No.
Right.
We are the third place.
No, absolutely.
I like
that. And that
we
is.
Are home.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it is, and that's what. It, but that's what.
No,
it's
but
like.
That's what we want.
Because
you know, we want people to feel like at home, like this is their neighborhood market that they come to all
absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to get to know our customers.
So, someone coming here for the first time and maybe wanting to hungry, what would be a recommendation? I know you could probably say a bunch of different things, but what would be some of the...
Like to eat right now?
Yeah, like lunchtime, let's say. Let's do like a lunchtime. Like we could do breakfast, lunch, but we'll just...
I mean, we don't have a ton of lunch items right now because we're not a restaurant. We're just a farmer's
okay.
market. But we do have, you know, the bagels and muffins from Big Apple Bagels.
Okay.
So those are locally sourced. And then we have the
where's,
quiche.
You
the
mean
quiche
the bagels
is,
aren't from New York? I'm out of here.
Where's Big Apple? Where is
the quiche is really
don't make
good.
Promises.
I eat a quiche all
know,
the time.
Where's Big Apple Bagels?
Big Apple Bagels is one on 54.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. They're family owned, so.
Really?
Let me guess. They get their water from New York, like every bagel store.
She has no
point.
Idea.
No, I'm kidding,
water?
But that's like, that's the thing. Well, our bagels or our pizza are better because we use New York water. Because
it comes from the
I've
Hudson.
I've never heard that.
It comes from the
that?
Hudson River and it smells. I just made our six listeners mad.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, but that's always a thing. It's always it's the water.
That's
it's
funny.
The water.
Oh, she's putting out
the
cornhole.
Coast must be clear. All right, so you're the ag person, right?
Oh yeah.
What's you got some pretty cool stuff in there. What's something kind of obscure? Maybe you can't get that. We must try. Our listeners have to try.
Produce
wise,
we try to have different. Produce and products that you don't see everywhere else. So like the rambutans, they almost look like sea urchins. They really just taste like a grape, but kids love them. They're super cool. They're like a red and then they have like green tips. They're like,
oh, you have one
these
of those
furry
on,
little things.
You have one on Facebook the other day, or
I don't know. I didn't post about it, but I didn't. The market didn't
somebody,
post about it.
Oh,
but
I thought
someone
you guys
probably
did.
Maybe
I'm very serious.
Then we have lychees right now too that are also in season that are really similar.
Lychees.
So try those. Come on by. I'll give you one. I'll let you sample them.
All right, okay. I'll sample.
So those
it.
Are cool. Dragon fruit's really good, so we sampled that. It's like a superfood.
Superfood.
Do you know what? Do you know what like dragon fruit looks like? No. It grows on a cactus, but it doesn't have like thorns or anything on it.
Looks but like you, a pomegranate.
Some of them are like bright red on the inside.
Really?
They're similar to like a kiwi, but their flavor's just they just have like a mildly sweet flavor.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So here's an important question. As we're sitting here and I'm watching customers leave, you know, patrons leave in and out. I saw one of your customers walking out with a big loaf of bread. Big loaf of bread. And so I'm not talking to the camera. Joe's has to direct me. I'm spacing out. I'm just so enthralled with everything Starkey Market. But
so
anyway.
That was probably the Cuban bread.
So yeah, where's that come
so
from?
So we get that from La Segunda, which is in Ybor. And I actually just saw a video that they're Florida's like number one supplier of Cuban bread.
La Segunda.
Gunda. La Segunda, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Bakery in Ybor. So
do you drive there and get
our Cuban bread. I mean, we drive all over the place to get products, but
in the morning I make rounds. I go get the bread, then I go get yeah. All right, so is that everything?
Oh, we'll talk about store hours and where we can find more information about Starkey Market and
all right,
social
so what?
Media,
well, you guys talked about all that. So, so what are the hours of the market? I know we're one time. So,
now we're open 8 to 8 every day, even Sunday, and then we're open until 9 on Friday and Saturday right now.
Okay.
So, because we were having live music on Friday and Saturday, so we stayed open a little bit later. Our hours might change for the rest of the summer. I don't know yet.
Okay. In which direction?
And then when the beer and wine opens, I'm not sure of our hours yet for that either.
Be around the clock. No. It won't be that.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's good. And I know for you cyclists and runners out there, they open the gates a little early. Just don't go inside the market and try to fuel up.
And you get here at 7:30. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're gracious enough to open the gates a little early and let us park and get going a little early. So keep that in mind if you are riding or running or walking or whatever you're doing.
Or just exercise. Want to sit outside in a cool place and have a cup of coffee or...
Well, that's not open yet.
Smoothie. Oh, we're talking about before 7.
Pre 8 o'clock.
Okay.
They open the gates, so...
By the way, we have smoothies in there, right? We can get
yes.
a smoothie.
Okay. Smoothies are in there. Okay. It's good stuff. Are you thinking of... Are you going to expand that at all? Like the selection of that kind of stuff?
We might in the future once we have more space, especially. Yeah. We kind of just have our smoothie menu right now. We have like five or six specialty ones that we've come up with.
With protein.
Well, you can
add
the protein.
Yeah.
And then you can create your own as well.
That's awesome.
So we might expand that in the future, maybe with more like juicing, like juices that are like fresh pressed.
Yeah.
But... we don't have that right now.
Cool. All right, social media.
The options are limitless at this place, really. If you think
Social media.
Where can we find you guys on social media? And if you want to give your
Facebook,
Instagrams, Facebook.
Our Facebook is Starkey Market, and then so is our Instagram.
Oh, that was easy.
So, yeah.
At Starkey
Just
Market.
Starkey Market, yeah.
Cool. Post all your cool pictures. Most of you guys already are.
If you guys tag us, like on both, especially Instagram, I always try to... like reshare. I'll post it to like our story. So and then we have like a summer promo right now where we're doing, if you check in and show us you've checked in on Facebook, Instagram, and then I think even Twitter, we'll get $1 off a smoothie or 10% off of any coffee item.
Awesome.
Okay.
So yeah, all you have to do is come by and check in and show us that you checked in.
Cool.
Let's do it, y'all.
Got it. What else? Anything?
No, I just really enjoy talking to you. You're super easy to talk to. You're fun.
Oh, thanks.
Engaging. And God, again, it's just, you fit the vibe of this place, which is, again, just a really cool place to chill.
Sure. All right, Kendall, what do you got? Anything to add? Anything you want to tell all our listeners?
Just definitely stay tuned for any events that we're going to be having this summer and then in the fall. And I want to talk about we're planning a lecture series in the fall. Which is kind of like an ag education series, and we're going to bring in some speakers from like UF and different farms, some people that we source our produce from. So we just want to educate our community a little bit about produce and where it comes from.
Awesome. That's so big.
It's
cool.
Such like, you know, so many people are, you know, trying to be healthy, and you know, these days everybody wants to know, like,
farm to table.
Yeah.
Well, one of the cool things, since we're still recording, I think is neat, is watching the people. Probably, I'm going to guess, in a million years, would never ride their bike 6 miles to go to a store. But, yeah. Like, I see them riding from, like, Starkey Ranch to come here and grab a coffee or some produce, which I think is, again, is awesome because
it's a destination.
It really is.
Drawstring backpacks, too. So it's like, if you ride over on your bike, forget a bag, we got you.
Also good for the Rook Club. Use those.
Yeah.
Good. I just need cool stickers or something.
We actually have a yoga class this Saturday.
Yeah, fitness. You guys do fitness in here, yeah. Even though they don't use us. It's fine. No.
Well, not yet, Josh.
Not yet.
When we,
not
you
yet.
Know.
You
know.
They didn't know. They didn't know.
I didn't know, yeah.
They didn't know.
You know, how about supporting some local businesses, you know, in this direction?
Fine. Oh,
it's
all right.
This direction,
oh,
you know.
No, it's okay. No offense taken. It's fine.
I'm in trouble.
It's fine. So tell us about the yoga.
So, Christina, she'll be here Saturday morning, and it's just $10 a head with her.
Cool.
And then I think she's starting at 9.
You guys do fitness stuff, too,
and then
right?
We do fitness for all levels on Thursdays. So, Thursday morning at 9 with Joni Pitcock. I don't know. Some people know her. So.
When you
she's
say fitness, what do you mean? Like,
we're going to edit that out.
Camp?
I'm just kidding. We're not. Okay.
Nah.
I'm just kidding.
I don't care. Okay, do whatever you want to do. It's your podcast. We have fitness this Thursday with...
Yeah.
We'll just edit something over it. Voiceover.
No, it's fine. You can take that out.
No, it's fine. It's part of the podcast. Come check out the yoga
this Saturday.
Yoga. Maybe I'll do that.
We're giving away some stuff with it if you participate.
Really?
In the yoga class this Saturday.
At 9, though, right?
9 a.m.
All our listeners will be at the 9
a.m. Or Joe, we just bring in a big screen and we just throw on Ramwalk.
Same thing. We do yoga at our gym every Thursday.
Yeah.
Nice.
You should check it out one day. You should come by and see
us. If I can, you know, leave here.
You could.
I'm down.
Is it open at 5 a.m.? Because the gym is.
Well, yeah.
That was my...
Yeah, I sleep, so.
Ouch. Yeah.
Like, I'm a human.
You're a farmer.
I know, but, like, I still
It's a whole farmer thing, like, up before the crows, roosters, that stuff.
I actually have a rooster, but yeah. I just sleep through them.
Really?
They start crowing, like, way early.
They do.
I'm just used to it now.
I usually wake them up.
It's
awesome. Well, that's all
cool.
I got.
See anything? I mean, I could ask questions, but they'll be ridiculous questions.
Yeah,
I mean,
so it's
that's
not.
Fine.
Like,
we
what's the difference between a rooster and a chicken?
No, I'm just kidding.
We've had enough of those. Gotta edit out. I don't even know how to edit, so a lot of this stuff is just gone.
What?
Wow.
Seriously.
Well, if you need some help, let me know.
Do you know how to edit?
Because I don't think we... This is probably like 3 hours
long.
No,
it's part of the charm of the podcast.
Do you know how to edit? Because I really need an editor, and I don't know how to do it, so... All right, cool. Well, it's been like 30 minutes.
That's not terrible.
No. Well, thank Kendall. Thanks, seriously. Thank you so much.
No,
thank you, Kendall.
Thank you, guys.
And agreeing to do
we
with
this. We appreciate it.
So, it was cool. It'll be on all the social, all the media channels and listened to by
Which it's
hundreds.
More. It's more now.
Hundreds
We're
of
not
people.
We're not tens
no,
anymore.
No, tens. We gotta let them know. This could be huge. Kendall's gonna share it, so it's gonna be thousands.
Woo!
All right. That's
Hopefully.
It. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kendall.
Bye.